y'all yesterday. I wanted to go and cut a little oak and bring it here and show it to y'all. And maybe when you get through, if you have time, I'll take my axe and me and y'all will go down the road here and I'll show you the white oak.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I go down there. I said, as I couldn't get her, I'd carry y'all down there and I'd get out and cut a little one and let you see what kind it is and show you some more little ones in the
wood.
Oh,
that would be good.
That's right.
Because that's the only way to find out what it looks like.
That's the only way. These are the acorns. Uh-huh.
But hold those up, Lucretia.
The old tree be big old tree ready to split posts out when... bees is on it.
Uh-huh.
It's too large for a basket.
Really?
That's
too
right.
Too large when it's that big.
That's right. It's too large then
you'd,
for
you'd
a basket.
You'd have too hard of a time splitting
oh,
that.
Oh, you couldn't. It'll be
big tree.
That's right. Yes, sir. These
but
bees.
That is a white oak.
This
acorn.
Is a white oak acorn.
Yeah, I think that's how you tell. You know, if you're not sure, if there's the big acorns on it, that means
that's
it's a white
right.
oak.
That's right.
That's what I thought.
Yes, it sure is.
Good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
That's right.
You were the one to ask about
it. Sure is. That's what they are.
Well, let's see. Now, how I want to first start out, we're going to, okay, since I can't tape record you when we're out looking at the tree.
That's right.
I want to get it on tape, first of all, which is how would you describe what a white oak tree looks like? Say if it was to a blind person even.
You know, to describe it to a blind person would be mostly they'd have to feel it.
Uh-huh.
And if they had, you know, if they'd ever known, you know, you feel.
This is this what
oak,
you would cut?
This is a white oak.
Okay, just.
And you feel it. It feels. It got a smooth, slick little feeling bark. It don't feel rough. Uh-huh. That's right. But the leaves, I meant they, now there's some of the dead leaves up there. But that's not, they ain't green. You can't see just how it is.
Let's, could you stand right by it, Lucretia, and I'll get a picture of that. And then when we get out in the woods, I'll take another
that's right.
picture.
Yeah.
That's a good sound.
Yeah.
Like one more.
All right.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
And how big would you say the that tree is? How?
Nah, I don't know.
When it's growing, how tall and how wide around?
Oh, it'll grow. This tree will grow to a large tree in years to come. Take them a good many years to grow to a large tree, though, but they grows to big old trees, some of them big as that pine yonder just about. Them old big ones, they have them red big old acorns on them. These big old trees, you can split them and split rails out, posts.
How big should they be when you collect them, though?
Well, when you collect them for baskets, they should be this size and can be larger. Because I have seen my daddy get them way larger than this and split them up, you know. But I don't let them get them so large for me because I had to split them myself. Now this one been here a long time and it's kind of dry. And I dread splitting it.
Mm. What happens when it gets too dry?
It splits kind of hard, then tight. But when they're green, all you got to do is stick your axe there and give it a lick and it'll pop open. It's ready for split.
Okay.
So is.
Great. Try to get this as close to you as possible so then I can. Could you kind of see how, you know, how loud it goes as we talk. So after you find the tree, do you have, how do you cut it down?
With my axe. I got an axe in there. Let me go get my axe.
You got an axe?
It's in the kitchen.
Is it? You want me to get it?
I'll get it.
Okay. When
when we go out today, we can bring back that wood for you. If you cut it down, we'll carry it back and you'll have some wood.
That's right.
This is my eggs and my mole.
Let me. Oh!
This is what you cut it with.
You're gonna use those when we go out to cut?
I use just this. But I leave this here, and when I get the bus in them. This what I used to bustle with. Got a little old John Henry, but it ain't heavy enough, so I use that.
Daughter-in-law's up there.
Who?
Your daughter-in-law?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We'll be right here. See, I'm gonna take a picture. Yeah.
See how easy it is to split? It done cracked already.
So you just, what did you do? You took your axe and you stick it in the end. What
yeah,
do you...
that's so. Just put it.
Okay. Let's see. Well, do you want to split one split or do you want to just stop on that?
I just was showing you how to start.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, why don't we sit down in the shade then and we'll talk about what happens after you split it.
Okay.
And I'll get you to hold one of those pieces so that you can tell me while you're holding it.
That's it, because after you split it up this piece, what happens with it?
Okay, now... What I want you to imagine is that you're talking to a blind person, and you're trying to tell him what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
He can't see you.
No.
And so what you're telling him is what, how many of these little things you get out of one log.
Yeah, you'll get about 5 or 6 pieces of this out of one log. And
what would you call that? A split?
I don't call this a split yet. I call this just it ain't a half. This is about 3 splits in my hand. And this is about ought to be 4 if you could get it to split clear. Do you want it to sit up on a board, you reckon?
There. Okay. I just need to move this closer to you. It's not being loud enough.
Oh, it
enough.
Is. It
ain't. That's the trouble.
Well, I can
these.
Sit. I can get closer
okay.
to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That'll probably be real good.
That's right.
Okay.
Now. Yeah, what you gonna do? Fall over?
Don't do that.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do?
Now you take the bark off of this piece when you split it down so far. Then you peel the bark off it, and when it's dry, it's kind of hard to peel off. But when it's green, it'll peel right off.
And what do you use to peel it off?
I just take my knife and start it. And then all you got to do is to bend it. If you are strong enough to bend yolk like that, it'll pop off.
Okay. Okay, let me change my film.
That's right.
Took about a bunch of pictures.
Now look at that boy. I got my dog Spider.
Oh! And you call that one a spider?
That's what I
yeah,
call.
My grandmother calls those a spider too.
Yeah.
They're good for cooking.
Sure is. When the time go bad, you can take them and go out and get you some bricks and sit them up on it. Cook. My mother used to cook a tater pone in there.
Ooh, I bet that was good.
And it was so good when she'd cut it out the next morning, them big old hunks of tater pone. And they'd eat so good.
Well, that'd make a nice big one.
That's right.
My grandmother, she would cook, of course, she's from the north, so.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, up where your daughter's living now, up in Albany, New York.
That's right.
She used to cook, we didn't have biscuits, we had dumplings.
That's right.
And she used to cook them in there, and they were so good.
Oh, I know they was.
It's hard to find one of those spiders
nowadays. It sure is. I'd have been looking to see could I find one with legs on it.
Uh-huh.
But I can't find them.
And I know. It's really bad because I was looking for one for myself.
That's it.
And
I hung on to that and I said the handle is broke out. I don't know how it got broke out.
Uh-huh.
The handle's broke out. And it don't have a lid. And I know my mother used to have a lot of spiders. Because we in back days didn't have nothing but a kitchen and spiders and pots.
That was, yeah.
It sure was.
Okay, now you're splitting off the bark.
It comes off easy when you bend it. It pulls right on off. Let's see about the splitting of it. The dry timber don't split like the green one. When it's green, it splits good. But when it's dry, it takes its time about it.
That's a little dry, isn't it?
Uh-huh. This is a little dry. Have to kind of straighten it out, and round it up, and trim it off so you can get it to do right. I know you're going to be a dirty baby this evening. Your mama won't know you.
He's so good, though.
I know.
Quiet.
He is a good baby. If he hadn't been good, I wouldn't have kept him, because I know him. I kept him once before. He's a good baby. Me and him eat our breakfast together. He talk with me. He can tell me when he want water.
Is he going to hurt himself on that knife? Or is
give
it
me that knife, baby. See how you play with this. Give me the knife.
There you go.
Now, you play with that. You won't get hurt as bad.
Yeah. You're always having to take things away from babies.
He loves dangerous things. I watch him every time he move around this morning. He was to something dangerous. He'd go around in there and find them old smooth irons I got, and I hear him dropping them. I say, you're going to bust your foot open. But he don't care. Now loan me my knock hammer.
You call that a knock hammer?
That's what I called it. Just a little short name.
Well,
he's getting close to me. Hey, me and him can fall out. What? There you go now. Have to get more big knife freaking prize.
Uh-huh.
My little one. I lost my other. I was making some baskets before I went upstate. And I had done broke the big blade out it anyhow. But I was making baskets with it anyhow. And I put it and my other knives all up. And the way I put it, I ain't never found it no more. But it's about in that old plunder room somewhere. That's what I say. I say when I get time, I'm going to look in there when I think I can see everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
You're okay. Yeah.
Trying to keep from knocking the microphone down.
Oh, not much can hurt that thing. Of that.
Baby, you watching me?
Maybe he'll learn.
Maybe he will. If he'd stay with me all the time, I guess he would. The way he be around doing what I do.
Is that what do you call this?
Splitting it. Woo! Good gracious, Mike. Get up, Grandpa. Oh. See, you better get in your chair. See, get in your chair, young. You won't follow.
He just went toppled right over there. I couldn't believe that. I knew he was going. I could see him going.
Yeah, you can see him going and can't catch him. Because I used to see my baby falling outdoors and I couldn't catch it. Then he hit the ground. That's one piece of it. Now that's splitting it. Oh, there's my boy. No, no, it ain't. I'm thinking that was Manuel.
That's your grandson?
Uh-huh. I told him that if he had time this morning, get me a little oak and bring it to me. So I want to say you went to get it.
It's good you got helpers.
So he is. Uh-huh. Split's pretty good. You put it out in the juice. Dang it, dude's pretty good splitting, man. Have to watch it to keep it from running off. You better go back in your chair. Go back yon. Go and get back in your chair before you get hurt. You're coming at my knife now.
Yeah.
Go get in your chair. On and get in your chair, buddy. There's my oak gonna juke you on the head. Mm-hmm. See, I'm working with my knife. You can't get it.
You have to kind of keep easing it along with the knife.
That's right. Cutting little pieces. Now, see, like this little piece here got off the edge of here.
Now, What are you doing? You're just kind of...
Catch it and split it back up.
Split it back up with your knife.
That's right, and bring it back up. And then you go back to peeling it, and it'll go straight.
How many splits do you get out of one of those, one of these pieces?
Now, this piece, again, let me see, this'll make, I may get two by being careful out that, and I'm getting two out this. So that'll be four pieces out there. Now there ought to, if it was good and green, it'd turn out five.
Hmm. That's quite a bit.
Sure is. But good old, it's surprising you how it turns out. But when you get bad, when you tear up so much of it and lose it, throw away more sometimes than you use.
When you have, when it's too dry?
Sometimes it's just a bad oak, a bad grain. And when you be pulling it, it'll run off before you know it. Just run on off. But this kind here, when you get good oak, it just holds on, and you can just watch it, and it'll split on out. Now, them's two good splits. All you got to do, trim them up and fix them.
Let me see, get a picture of the two splits that you got. They do look pretty good to me. Didn't take long at all.
Sure didn't. Take but a few minutes to get them out.
If you were going to split up a whole tree into splits, how long do you think that would take somebody?
Sometime it'd take me a day to split a small oak, you know. I believe I can split up one like that, you know. And I get it split in half and then hearted, and then I lay it here and I get out splits all day. And then I'll wait that one up.
Well, you don't use the heart?
No, you throw away the heart pieces like this. You chunk them away. They ain't no good.
How come?
They're too, you know, too hardy for you to get anything out of.
So what kind of wood is this then? This is
more sap. And some of it's hard. Some of it is the part right from the heart. But the most of it is sap. The sap part.
So you only use the sap wood?
That's right. This is the sap part of the wood. You do better work with it.
Is that something your parents taught you?
That's right. They taught me everything I know about it. I watch them do it, you know. Watch them catch those splits and split those strings. Now, little pieces like that, you can take them and use them for little splits. On little small baskets.
Okay, let me get a picture of that.
When you're gonna make a little bit of basket, make small splits.
And smaller, like this. Basket.
That's right.
Is there a certain kind of color that it should be?
It bees white. Mostly, but when you get it and let it stay a long time like that, John. Now that been laying here ever since when? Let me see. In June, I think, in July, and it was hot, you know, and it goes through a heat kind and it turns it red looking. Some of it, that's the way it turns it. I say it bees cooking it. But when you get it and just wake it right up, it'd be pretty and white. I got a little grandson. I told him he ought to try to learn this.
He should.
He can do pretty good, nice drawing. He said he believed he could learn it. I said, nothing to do but try. You can learn it. It ain't hard to learn.
I wish you would. I mean, it's such, they're such beautiful baskets, and hardly anyone does them anymore.
Sure is.
Have you found anybody who does them besides
ain't
you?
Ain't found nobody that dug these baskets but me. Now once after 90 went to him, I was going to Madison, I believe, and it was a man was making baskets right there at the little Greenville Bridge.
Oh yeah?
And he was making these kind. I don't know how it was, but there was oak baskets. And he had them hanging all up on the things around there. And I said, well, so yon's a person make baskets. Now, when I first came down to Laymount, it was an old fella down here made them, old Mr. Jim Burritt. But he didn't make them like me. His looked at dangerous because he made his basket. Had his basket round up like this, but when he put his rim on, he'd take a piece of oak and put it round there like that. A kind of thick piece. His pieces was this kind of, it'd be thick on any of this. And he'd put a piece round out there, and then he'd put a piece round inside like that. His piece outside. Oh, he's trying to mess up. He'd have his oak, and his pieces would be kind of thick, you know. And then he'd have a nail through there, a nail through there, a nail. He'd just have nails just around it. And I said then, I said, that's a bad basket. I said, you get the handling that you like, I get your hand tore up with nails. And, you know, he made them, used to make them for a while, and have them there to lay them out, selling them. But that been years ago, because he been dead a long time. And I haven't seen none to lay them out, not since.
Well, now, how do you make your rims? So that you don't have to use nails.
See, now, I makes my rim. Now, I'm going to rim this little one. I got the little rims ready. And I put one of these rims inside, just like he did. One inside, then I put this one out here, and then I take my little slit
it's
see. Wait, let me. Okay, you're putting it by your thumb. Let me.
That's right.
Let me get it in focus. I can't. Whoops.
Now I'm going to bring it out and turn it up.
Okay, let me get a picture of that. Yeah, that's okay. Real interesting how you do that.
That's right. I stick my knife under here where it'll go under easy and push it. Push it under. Now that's on. Hey, quit pulling my splits
really?
Out here. If you don't do some of everything I do, I'll pay for something. So, mean you gonna fight today.
Okay,
now,
let's hold this a minute, and I'll get one more picture of how that
is fixed right
is
there.
Fits, right.
Okay.
Let me, come on, get in focus. There we go. Okay.
Okay. Now you take your ram. Let me see if my ram right. You done got my knife. No, I'm accusing you wrong.
Whenever we get this show finished, let's see, I want to show this in Monticello so we can have you over there.
That's right.
Bring you over.
Okay. Watch it, baby. Watch them little shiny eyes.
Now, could you explain what you're doing? Like if there was a blind person, what are you doing?
I'm rimming now. Flipping my split over and over, carrying it under, and now see, this is where I joined, let my top split run out. Well, now right here, I'm going to have to come down from this split and have to bore hole right through here with my knife. Gradually coming down to the other split, pick it up.
Okay, let me. Could you wait just a minute? Because I ran out of film again right at that point.
Okay. All right.
I just use them up as soon as. As soon as I get them. These little things in here too.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you do? Put the knife back in there again, Cree. I'll get one picture of that.
Come down and...
Wait, do that again.
And split that
just
bottom.
Just leave it right there.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Let me... I have a hard time sometimes focusing. There we go.
That's right.
Now, what does that do?
That's making you catch your split it even. Because you're... Where you run out here, if you follow this top crack, you'd run out and wouldn't have nowhere to rim, but you split this one and come down, and when you get right here to the end of this one, you'll come down and catch under that one, and you go straight on round.
So this way you can make a really strong top and you don't need to use nails.
Don't use no nails. And it's a strong top. It won't hurt your hand up. You ain't got to be afraid to grab up your basket doing nothing. But I know them nails will tear up your hands. Been wanting to try the palmetto baskets, but I ain't never had time. Fool in them.
You got enough with the trying to keep up with this.
Sure do. I has enough trying to keep up with this. Sometime I quit. I say, sure, I'm gonna quit with that basket and make me some quilts. And I'll get in the chair and go to cutting out me some quilt scraps. When I look, I'm asleep.
I know how that goes.
I said, well, it don't take nothing but a basket to keep me awake. Can't stay awake making quilts.
You have orders for these too, don't you?
It has more orders than a little bit, but I never fill them all. I don't try.
You'd be too busy.
Be too busy for anything. Get bent out here and couldn't get up.
What are you doing now?
That just knocking these little things lower with my rim. I don't know who rimming the more. It's me and the little boy.
He's having a good time.
He sure is. He's enjoying himself today because he's in the dirt.
It's funny how little kids love to go in the dirt.
They sure do. They love that dirt. Surprised to see she ain't eating it.
I have a puppy that's just like that. He'll eat dirt all day.
Sure will.
He gets sick.
That's right. Oh, split. Come back.
Do you know the places to go to find good white oak trees?
Sometimes, and sometimes it runs completely out and don't know where to. Because, but it grows anywhere in the hammock woods, like you mostly can find a little around in the woods.
How tall is the trees that you're going to be cutting down?
They don't be so tall. Be about like, that little some of them be tall as that, them crepe myrtles yonder in the yard here behind you, them tall ones, you know, because they have to be kind of tall for you to get a good body. And the body is what I be wanting. Oh, you got your bucket and gone?
When you come to the handle, you just go right around it.
Right, right, straight on around it. And if a person always know and can, when he's making a basket, he make his basket with as narrow ribs as he can. Now, when they're made with the ribs like this, they're kind of easy to rim. But if you have the ribs too wide, man, you'll have a time trying to bore a hole between there to get you split between them. But now this is easy. You can find a way easy round through there to rim.
Yeah, that is pretty easy. Little boy,
all I can do is for your boy.
Falling down.
I mean, he's having a time.
He sure is.
You better come even that old house for a snake crawl out there. You push that piece of rim right back down behind that piece.
So that pushes, you put the rim.
That's where it yarn at. And you take this piece and kind of mash your basket and push it down behind that, that hides that piece. Then when you come along with your split, it'll cover it up.
You make it nice and tight.
Sure will. Sure is. Kind of like March.
The basket you're working on, what would you use that basket for?
Well, I use them for any little thing, you know, like picking up pecans or anything, if I had to put any little thing in. I can't never keep now. And then I makes the... What you doing?
He's having a good time, I'll tell you what.
He's
bringing out all this pieces of wood.
I mean, he know how to hunt. Everything he think he can get hurt on, he goes and hunt that.
Did you get very many pecans?
Not very many, because my tree ain't got many on it this year. And I can't get none, look like, because I'm too blind to see them. And the dog beats me seeing them. I see the dog had him two or three out there cracking them, eating them. I said, dog, I didn't know you'd eat up my little pecan.
What's this little house out here?
A little tater cellar.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of that.
That's where we used to put...
Where you store your food for the winter?
I used to store my sweet potatoes in there. And I stole them in there last year, and them big rats, I put them in there for them. You talking about eating them? They know they eat sweet potatoes. Had to take them out. keeps them nice. They put pine straw in there, you know. I clean it out and I'm going to put sweet potatoes in there and put fresh pine straws in there and then put potatoes on them and then cover them with pine straw. And that's all you have to do. Shut your door good. But it's getting old now because me and my husband built that. Need some more fixing in there. Them big rats ate up my taters last year so till it was pitiful.
Oh, doesn't that make you mad?
It so did. Every time I go there, they'd be done look like a person had shelled corn. And they'd get the biggest ones and just cut them, just eat them up.
Now, what happens when the splits... Okay, let me take a picture of that. What happens when the split's not long enough?
You have to do it like this.
What's that?
See, I'm running it down in here.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to turn it back up. Stick it under. So it can't come up. Now. Now, see, I bring it back up like this.